You know, you learn something new every day when you're in the presence of royalty. You learn something new every day when you're standing next to a man that is considered a genius. Like, for example, I had no idea when I'm thinking about a manager that the better word would be advocate. I didn't know that until my next guest just educated us, ladies and gentlemen. He is one of the greatest wrestling advocates to have ever existed. Great executive as well, and a creative force of the WWE, known as the Wiseman. And the advocate, of course. Please welcome the one and only Paul Heyman.
Sir.
To the Stephen A. Smith Show. What's up? Look at the suit. Look at the suit. See, I can't wear that, Paul. I don't have it like that.
Well, if you did, you'd be swimming in it because I'm fat. And look at the shape that you're in.
I'm trying to work it out.
Man, it's working for you, sir. Look at this, ladies and gentlemen. One frame, two goats. My goodness. Congratulations on all your success, sir.
I appreciate it, buddy. How does it feel to be here? WrestleMania 42. What's it like?
Well, here it is. Like, if someone were to say to you, deep in your heart, all false humility aside, what's it like to be the number one sportscaster, sports analyst on the face of the planet today, you would say, this is why my mother and my father raised me to be. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. I just have to do it well. What's it like to be here at WrestleMania 42 in this position with the most heavily anticipated match of the weekend, Brock Lesnar versus Obafemi? It feels to me like this is where I'm supposed to be, so I just try to do it better than anybody else.
Everybody's been talking about this guy, Obafemi. Is he this great?
Yeah.
Is he?
He's poised. He's calm. He knows it. He knows it, but it's with no arrogance. He's not walking around saying, yeah, I know it all. You bitches just bow down and kiss my ass. And it's not that way. You sit there and you look in his eyes and you realize he's not nervous. He's not flinching. It's not overwhelming to him. He sits there and he realizes, you know, when he calls himself the ruler, Obafemi, and that's exactly what he was born to do. Mm-hmm. He was born to rule.
You sound more confident in him than you have ever sounded in Brock Lesnar. Is that accurate?
It is, except for one reason. I would love someone that I could look at and say, that man can beat Brock Lesnar. That man is bigger than Brock Lesnar. That man is faster than Brock Lesnar. That man is a better combat athlete than Brock Lesnar. Because that's when Brock Lesnar gets challenged. Mm-hmm. The problem for Brock Lesnar in life is, it's tough to find a challenge for him. It's tough to find someone that can make him raise his levels because everyone's so, in far as the human race, when it comes to physicality.
But I've seen Brock Lesnar lose before. I've seen him lose before in the past. I remember years ago when he lost to Goldberg. I remember that. I remember when you had Goldberg arrested. You understand? You arrested. You understand what I'm saying? He's attacked Mike Ryder. That's what you said, okay? I remember Brock Lesnar losing then.
Well, I mean, you know, from my tribe, we Jews, if we can't win a physical fight, we get the legal process involved. But I digress, therefore I am. Yes, Brock Lesnar has lost in life, but who amongst us has not suffered a defeat? But it's those who come back. What's the first lesson you learned when you were a kid and you're riding a bike? You fall off, you get back on. It's the first thing your parents teach you about riding a bike. Same thing in athletics. Not you can't win a Super Bowl every year, but if you lose one or two of them, you want it even more the next year.
Mm. So that's where Paul Heyman is right now as we are here in Las Vegas for WrestleMania 42. Do you find yourself wanting victory more than you have ever before, or at least in recent memory? Is that where your mindset is right now?
Yes, sir.
Why?
Because finally there's someone that can push Brock Lesnar, and we can see what Brock Lesnar's limits are. We can see what Brock Lesnar is capable of. Because otherwise it's just, you know, Brock Lesnar sitting there going, yeah, I'll just take this guy. I'll take him to Suplex City. I'll have five of them. I'll go home. I'll have a steak. But this man, this Obafemi, the momentum that he's riding, the physicality that he brings, the sheer violence that he now returns to WWE is going to enable us to present the best Brock Lesnar ever.
Because I have love for you, even though I must admit, I have so much love for you. I want to mimic you half the time. I want to sit up there and say, you know what? I wouldn't mind being a manager in the WWE. I wouldn't mind being an advocate in the WWE. This needs to be a challenger for Paul Heyman, the great Paul Heyman, because he's one of one. There's nobody else in this class, and I'm sick and tired of you dominating the way that you have dominated, even though you've dominated. But then I saw the unthinkable happen. I saw you carried out in a stretcher. I saw somebody hit you from behind and then stomp your face into the mat, had your face all black. I couldn't believe this happened to Paul Heyman. How did that happen?
Well, the behind-the-scenes story about that is far more complex than just the simplicity of seeing Seth Rollins perpetuate violence on a 60-year-old father of two. What happened is that Seth Rollins was at home with an injury, and of course, at that time, he realized he ain't the man in his family. Becky Lynch even calls herself the man, if for no other reason but to emasculate Seth Rollins. So Seth Rollins, tired of literally walking out of the house and worrying that the next time he's in the ring, someone is going to either hit him or kick him in his vagina, decided to describe himself to the world as a man and decided to pick a fight with someone from behind that he knew, especially from behind, he could take. Which is why when Gunther gets his hands on Seth Rollins, Gunther will remind Seth Rollins what a man Seth Rollins isn't.
So you're saying that you're questioning the manhood of Seth Rollins? Is that what you're doing? Is that the depths you're willing to stoop to, Paul Heyman?
I do not question Seth Rollins' qualification as being probably the most, the greatest in-ring performer in the history of women's wrestling.
Oh, my Lord.
But certainly as a man, I question his veracity to fit the definition of that three-letter word.
Are you going to get him back for what he did to you?
I'm putting Gunther up against him. I think the die has been cast.
Is that enough? Gunther, is that enough?
Well, Gunther,
I mean, I know he ended John Cena's career. I get that part. You understand? But this is Seth Rollins we're talking about here now.
Gunther retired Goldberg. Gunther retired AJ Styles. Gunther retired John Cena. And after Gunther gets his hands on Seth Rollins, the John Cena principle will come in and you won't see Seth Rollins anymore.
The one and only Paul Heyman right here with Stephen A. Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Strange question to ask you.
Do you mind a strange answer?
No. You know, I've been looking at your resume. Been looking at your resume because it's pretty impeccable, I must admit. But there's one hole, one hiccup. Do you know you've never been an advocate for a female wrestler? Did you realize that?
That is correct, sir.
Do you realize that three-time champion Jade Cargill has pitched for you to manage her?
Indeed, sir, I've heard that.
How do you feel about that? I just met her today. First of all, she's gorgeous. Oh. Secondly, she's built. She's got the biceps on this woman. I mean, Lord help anybody that's going up against her, okay? She has the credentials. You like to be associated with winners. And she is a woman that wins. What's the problem?
There is no problem.
So what you going to do?
I'm going to continue letting her ride the momentum by herself as a women's champion for all humanity to be proud of. Let her get that solidified into the history books so that when Jade Cargill unites with Paul Heyman, you are seeing two superpowers of the universe come together instead of Paul Heyman endorsing a talent that at this time is not accepted by the public, though she should be, as a guaranteed first ballot Hall of Famer.
So are you saying that that's what's required in order to be under your staple, that she has to be embraced by the public as a first ballot Hall of Famer before you're willing to embrace and accept her?
Oh, it's not willing to. It's that I want her to have that on her own. I never want it to be that, well, then Paul Heyman stepped in, and that's when Jade Cargill really became a star.
But she wants you.
Well, who doesn't?
Well, why make her wait? She wants you now.
Oh, because my goodness, isn't that wonderful to enjoy something with eager anticipation? It's almost spiritually orgasmic for her, isn't it?
I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to be laughing during an interview, but you're hilarious. One and only Paul Heyman right here with Stephen A. SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. What's going to happen with your team? I mean, I'm looking at, you know, you got the Vision faction. I mean, you got Breaker, you got Reed, you got Austin Theory and Logan Paul. Just saw Logan Paul this morning. He's bragging about what he's going to do already and stuff like that. How much do you believe Mr. Logan Paul.
Oh, he's a smart young man. He's entrepreneurial. He finds his way to the top. Mm-hmm. And sometimes he doesn't even belong on the top. And the next thing you know, he's looking down on everybody else from the top. Mm-hmm. That's why I like him. His work ethic is second to none. He probably sleeps less than I do, and I barely sleep to begin with. Mm-hmm. And the manner in which he has now gelled with Austin Theory, who another one. There's someone, again, talking about Jade Cargill. Austin Theory, look at how he was presented as a hot rookie with Seth Rollins in 2020, as Vince McMahon's protege in Vince's final on-camera appearances in WWE, and yet the public never understood the talent of Austin Theory. And now that he's united with Logan Paul, boom, they beat the Usos, the greatest tag team of all time, for the tag team titles. I'm so impressed with both of them together.
What is the match to look for this weekend for WrestleMania 42?
Well,
the match.
I would be remiss if I didn't say Cody Rhodes versus Randy Orton. It has great intrigue, although I would have preferred Stephen A. Smith involved instead of Pat McAfee, but that's a discussion for another day. I would be remiss if I didn't say Roman Reigns versus CM Punk is a match that has taken a generation to become one-on-one, and it's a highly intriguing scenario, and both Paul Heyman guys. But let's all be honest, the real main event of WrestleMania this year is Obafemi coming up to challenge and eventually get conquered by, which is absolutely no disgrace and there's no shame in it, Obafemi getting conquered by Brock Lesnar.
You think Obafemi is going to lose to Brock Lesnar? I don't. I think this is Obafemi's time. I think Brock Lesnar goes down this weekend.
See, I love that because it is definitely a possibility. It's not 100% shoo-in, but this is what makes Brock Lesnar Brock Lesnar. This is it. This is game day. And there is someone across the ring that can match Brock Lesnar build for build, speed for speed, and Obafemi has youth on his side. But my God, now we're talking about Brock Lesnar, a once-ever athlete. This will be the best Brock Lesnar we've ever seen.
Before I let you get on out of here, got an interesting thing to point out. You throw out all of these fighters, all of these wrestlers, and all the names, the inordinate amount of names, and so much talent in the WWE. But when it comes to advocates, there's one of one. There's Mr. Paul Heyman, and then there's no one else. Pat McAfee has been making noise, trying to come across potentially as that kind of guy. How do you feel about that?
Could that
be a threat to the perch that the great Paul Heyman stands alone on right now? Is that possible?
No, and I'll tell you why. I have been in the main event of WrestleMania 9 times. No one's even close to that as a manager, advocate, wise person, oracle, et cetera, et cetera. The closest person to that is Stephanie McMahon, who you would say, well, she belongs in the spotlight. Her number is 3. My number is 9. I manage more champions for a longer period of time than I can even count. So the fact of the matter is that the resume speaks for itself. McAfee would have to put in 40 years to match what I'm doing. So could Pat McAfee easily become the number 2 of all time? I'm sure he can. Then I could get into sports casting and I could take his place as the number 2 behind you, and then you could come into WWE and challenge me for number 1, because there's only one man on the face of the planet that could challenge me as a manager, an advocate, a wise man, an oracle, and a WWE Hall of Famer for the title of the GOAT, and I'm standing with him right now.
I actually had a comeback until you said that. I have no comeback. The one and only Paul Heyman.
An honor, sir.
Always an honor to talk to you. I love this man. He's crazy, but I love him. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. Your calls to close out the show in just a few minutes. You're listening live to Stephen A., Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. McAfee, that wasn't me. That was Paul Heyman.